Good morning. We're going to be talking about the God of fire today. It's going to come out of Daniel chapter 3, 1 to 30. In Daniel chapter 3, 1 to 30, King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 60 cubits high, 6 cubits wide, and set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then he summoned all his satraps and prefects and governors and advisors and treasurers and judges and magistrates and all the other provincial officers to come to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, and governors, and advisors, and treasurers, and judges, and magistrates, and all the other provincial officers assembled for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before it. Now, what you got to see right here, before we go any further, we're not talking about good guys here. Then the herald loudly proclaimed, "Nations and peoples of every language, this is what you are commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and the pipe, and all kinds of music, you must fall down and worship the image of gold that the king Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Whoever does not fall down and worship will be immediately thrown into a blazing furnace." How would you like to get to church one Sunday and have that going on? Therefore, verse 7, as soon as they heard the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, the harp, and all kinds of music, all the nations and peoples of every language fell down and worshiped the image of gold that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. At that time, some astrologers came forward and denounced the Jews. They said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "May the king live forever. Your Majesty has issued a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, zither, lyre, harp, and pipe, and all kind of music must fall down and worship the image of gold. And whoever does not fall down will be thrown into a blazing furnace." They're just making repetition on this thing. "But there are some Jews whom you have set up over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who pay no attention to you, your majesty. They neither serve your gods or worship the image of gold you set up." Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king. And Nebuchadnezzar said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the image of gold I've set up? Now, when you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the zither, the lyre, harp, pipe, and all kinds of music, if you're ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you will be thrown immediately into a blazing furnace, and then what God would rescue you from your hand?" Oh, I know the answer on that last one. Let me tell you something. You don't mess with God. That's a bad thing to do. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we're thrown in the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you set up." What they basically said is, "I ain't doing it." Then Nebuchadnezzar was furious, and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and his attitude toward them changed. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times hotter than usual, and commanded some of the strongest soldiers in his army to tie up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them in the blazing furnace. So these men were wearing their robes and trousers and turbans and other clothes and were bound and thrown into the blazing furnace. And the king's command was so urgent and the furnace so hot that the flames of the fire killed the soldiers who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now that's a hot fire. And these three men, firmly tied, fell into the blazing furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar leaped to his feet in amazement and asked his advisors, "Weren't there three men who were tied up in the fire?" They replied, "Certainly, Your Majesty." And he said, "Look, I see four." I wonder who that was. You don't mess with God. "I see four men walking around in the fire, unharmed, and the fourth one looks like a son of the gods." Nebuchadnezzar then approached the opening of the blazing furnace and shouted, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out, come out!" So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out of the fire. And the satraps and the prefects and the governors and the royal advisors crowded around. They saw that the fire had not harmed their bodies, nor was the hair of their head singed. Their robes were not scorched, and there was no smell of fire in their clothes. Can God do some pretty cool stuff or not? Do you realize that God's on our side? Even if you die holding your ground, it's still not over. Then Nebuchadnezzar said, "Praise be to God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, his sent his angel and rescued his servants. They trusted him and defied the king's command and were willing to give up their lives rather than worship the god except their own god. Therefore, I decree that the people of the nation or language who say anything against the god of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego will be cut into pieces and their houses will be turned into piles of rubble, for no other god can save in this way." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Boy, that's a story right there. I remember being in a fire one time, completely engulfed. But I tell you what, I smelled like smoke. And I was burned. But I do know this, I'm still alive today because of the God that I worship. The Babylonians had invaded Palestine in 605 B.C. and carried away the Jewish captives back to Babylon. What they did is they selected the educated, the prominent and choice men and boys among the group, and among that group was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I want us to look quickly at the entire third chapter of Daniel and see if we, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, will be able to stand up to the faith that we have in the middle of the fire. Our country is begging for a fire. And I fear we're going to have it before it's over with. That's just my opinion, which means nothing. Here's the circumstances. King Nebuchadnezzar sets up the image of gold, and it's 90 feet high, 9 feet wide, 9 stories tall. That's a pretty good little image. That's not one you take home, sit down on the kitchen cabinet. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold 6 cubits high, 6 cubits wide, set it on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon, and then he summoned the satraps and prefects and governors and advisors and treasurers and judges and magistrates and all of the other provincial officers to the dedication of the image he had set up. So the satraps, prefects, and governors, advisors, and all the rest of these places I don't want to tell you about were dedicating to the image of King Nebuchadnezzar set up, and they stood before it. His commands. He then commands, when the band begins to play, everybody will fall down and worship the statue just like the step. And then You come up with a problem. Here's the command. To defy the command of the king was a serious offense. And the herald loudly proclaimed, nations and people of every nation, every language, this is what you're commanded to do. As soon as you hear the sound of all of these instruments, I'm passing that up, Nebuchadnezzar has set up, you worship the image. Satan puts pressure on us every day. You believe that? Every day. You can be crystal clear, and Satan's still doing that. While we have to put up with that pressure and conflicts, there's a spiritual battle going on. There's a song or two in the songbook about those kind of battles. But I'm going to tell you, God is always on our side. It may be that you die because of what happens in this world. For those who are not in the embrace of the Christ, that's where the trouble is. But in the embrace of Christ, you live forever, though you die. The people were told they'd be cast into this furnace. And interestingly, it's always a cost involved if you want to follow God. Always. Hear these words. Whoever does not fall down and worship will immediately be thrown into the furnace. When the band began to play in 3:7, the people fell down and worshiped. Therefore, as soon as they heard all of those instruments Nebuchadnezzar had set up, they're ready to go. The choice they had, and all of us face every day, are choices that we will continually have to deal with, no matter who we are or where we are. All of us have a choice to either look good in the eyes of man or choose to look good in the eyes of God. Which one would be the better choice? The eyes of God. Joshua 24:15 says, and if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you'll serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So at this time, there were some in the court who were jealous of these Hebrews, and they wanted to expose them for their infidelity to the king. They point out Nebuchadnezzar because they wanted to be in the place of control in the kingdom. Anytime you have disruption in a government, there's going to be all kind of evil. It's going on in our country. It's been going on in our country. It's going in countries around the world about, you know, somebody else is wanting something that we have, or we wanting something that somebody else has. It's a long argument for many, many years. And questioning ourselves, we need to ask, who are we going to let control our life? Who do you want to let control your life? You want some preacher to control your life? No. I have a job to do, but controlling your life is not my job. My job is to be a teacher. Listen, sometimes there's things that happen that's beyond our control, but we have a God who will always stand up and stand up on our behalf. I do not worry ever whether God loves me or not. I had that settled a long time ago, when he said that he did. In chapter 3:13-15, the king challenges them to change their mind and give them a second chance. They like these boys, but they say, we're not doing this. We're not going to bow before this image. And Nebuchadnezzar says, we're going to give you another chance. Furious with rage, Nebuchadnezzar summoned Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So these men were brought before the king Nebuchadnezzar and said to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my God to worship the image I've set up? When you hear the sound of the horn and the lyre and all these instruments, if you're ready to fall down and worship the image I made, very good. But if you do not worship it, you'll be thrown into the blazing furnace. And then what? God will rescue you from my hand." He should have slept on that one. Nebuchadnezzar apparently thought highly of them. The challenge here is whether to put God first or themselves. Nebuchadnezzar challenged the God of heaven and earth when he said, "What God will be able to rescue from my hand?" Nebuchadnezzar was a powerful man, but you're going to have three Hebrew children, basically, going to take his nation down. Now, I know God did it, but he let them play with it a while. Chapter 3, verse 16 to 18. These boys didn't even have to think about this. It never crossed their mind to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied to him, "King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we're thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he'll deliver us from your majesty's hand. But even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not worship the image of gold you set up." It wasn't even debatable in their mind. What kind of character must these guys have had? It wasn't even a temptation. We should take careful notice that their confidence in God was what was standing out, not in themselves. Could God change Nebuchadnezzar's mind because it's easy for God to do if he wanted to? Could he have done that? If he wants them in the fiery furnace to be burned up, that's okay too, because it's a win-win situation. When God's in charge, and if they die in the fire, then they're home with God for eternity. God is in control. I detest what I see going on. I am especially upset with some of the crazy stuff that's happened in the Church of Christ. I'm not talking about all these other church brands. I'm talking about our brand. And they are dumbing down everything. Not everybody. All it takes is somebody to see, you know, we're doing better than everybody else. There was a big movement in the last year and a half for churches to tell their preachers, you cannot any longer preach longer than 15 minutes. Now to the church, that's euphoric. Man, we'll beat the Baptist to the eating place. 15 minutes when you're dealing with a world crisis. Tell you this, the last thing we need to do in life is compromise with God's stuff. God says, this is what I want you to do. And by surprise to some, that really is what God wants you to do. And he'll say, get at it. You say, well, we're going to get around to it. No, you get at it. That's how they got out of this. They stood their ground. They did what was right, and no matter what anybody else does, we have to do what's right every time, yes or no. It's not one way or the other. We make a choice, and we say, as for me and my house, what is it? We'll serve the Lord. I love the Old Testament. I don't read it enough, but I know this. I'm in the embrace of Jesus Christ. I am in the embrace with God the Father. I have living inside of me the Holy Spirit of God. Every step I take, the Holy Spirit's there, just as it is with you being in the covenant of Christ. I don't have to worry about it. Now, do I have to be careful not to slip up on everything? Yes. And I'll do that, and you do that, and I don't like it, and you don't either. But I tell you what, we serve a God who will not give up on us. And the church said, amen. Amen.